USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A new special counsel is being assigned in the Hunter Biden investigation. White House correspondent and attorney John Decker said that he was surprised by this new development.
We knew that David Weiss had written to Congress in July indicating that he had not requested that a designation of special counsel, and here we are a month later, and that's exactly what he did.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday said Weiss requested special counsel status this week as the investigation continues. The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail Friday. The decision came after federal prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of tampering with witnesses. The family of Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Huerman is exploring legal action for the way investigators allegedly left their Massapequa Park home. Vesmitev represents Rex Huerman's two children and says the home is in shambles, adding that's why the family spends so much time outside.
They can't be inside. The house is in shambles. It's ransacked. It was run over through roughshod, okay? So it's not as if they don't want to be inside their house, but the conditions inside are deplorable, and they were left in a horrible conditions.
Asa Elrup's attorney, Bob Macedonio, says a 1 or 2 foot pathway is the only way for the family to get through the home, noting they've been sleeping on foam mats on the floor. Maui residents still can't believe the wildfires that destroyed their paradise. Lahaina business owner Alan Pickard says he wanted to visit his gallery before it went up in flames.
Well, as I approached, all of a sudden the street exploded in flame. I never got to my building.
Governor Josh Green says the fires left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Fox Corporation's top lawyers planning to step down.
Friday's announcement said Chief Legal and Policy Officer Viet Dinh will leave his role at the end of the year and become a special advisor to the company. Dinh joined the media giant in 2018 after serving as an assistant U.S. Attorney General under President George W. Bush. The news comes months after Fox agreed to a $787.5 million defamation settlement with Dominion Voting Systems over claims about the 2020 presidential election. I'm Brian Shook.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking on the criminal tax investigation of Hunter Biden.
It just seems to me that they're going to find a way to give him some type of soft glove treatment, and I don't understand why you would appoint this guy to be the special counsel, but we've come to expect that.
While campaigning in Harlan, Iowa, DeSantis said the president's son would be in jail by now if he were a Republican. His comment was in response to the news a special counsel was appointed in Hunter's case. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's ready to take on his former boss in the first Republican presidential debate if he shows up. Pence told The Hill while in Iowa, he has been preparing for this debate my whole life. His words saying he spent his life in the conservative movement. Jeff Bezos and fiance Lauren Sanchez are pledging $100 million toward recovery in Hawaii. On social media Friday, Sanchez announced the creation of a Maui Fund. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?